Just wanted to talk a little bit about being prepared for severe weather. We talk a lot about the different types of conditions that are out there, but all that it really comes down to, in a sense, is, you know, you have to be prepared. So I wanted to ask you first about family plans. What should families be doing? What should parents be talking with their children about in terms of planning for severe weather? Or what kind of scenarios should they think about?
This is a great time of year to transition from preparing for winter weather to severe weather. So I would encourage everybody to be talking to their children about, as a parent, what do you expect your children to do if a severe thunderstorm warning or a tornado warning is issued? Almost always the first thing to do is move inside. But then take it further and talk to them about where you want the children to go in the house. Explain to them why we moved to those places and how the home or the building, the structure, offers protection to them.
Sure. And with that too, that means moving into a basement or with any of those, really kind of just moving away from windows, if especially you got some strong winds coming in, that sort of thing.
Yes, exactly. You know, the old adage that in a warning to seek shelter, you want to move to the innermost part of a facility on the lowest level. That's tried and true. Saying's been around as long as you and I have, longer than you and I have. And that's still the recommended practice.
And also consisting of family plans, it may be some communication type things. Maybe your teenager's out driving around and having a plan to follow up with them if something occurs.
Exactly. Teach your children how to access local weather information, such as KNA, KRLS. In the home, teach the children how to use the battery-operated AM/FM radio. Teach the children how to access information from their NOAA weather radio, as well as their smartphones and the internet.
And that's the kind of thing, too, you got to be careful with, because we've talked before, there have been storms that have knocked out cell phone towers, and if that's what you rely on, there needs to be a way to kind of assess that afterward and think of a backup plan, a different way to communicate.
Yes, I always encourage everybody to have multiple options. So if your first option isn't available to you, you don't have to find yourself in a panic trying to figure out how to access that information. So I recommend everybody to have a minimum of two, preferably three means of gaining that information.
When you hear a severe thunderstorm watch, tornado watch, what goes through your mind as emergency management coordinator for the county? What are you thinking and who are you following up with, that sort of thing?
That's kind of my notice, you know, if you will, to pay attention. I start going through checking my weather sources to try and figure out what time we might see an impact here in Marion County. What direction might it be from? And then kind of moves to a bigger picture of, is there any events going on, like a large outdoor event such as an event at the racetrack or the Tulip Time Festival, trying to measure in my mind or gain in my mind a perspective of what is going on in Marion County that could pose a problem for us.
And then I suppose you react accordingly. That brings up an interesting point with those larger outdoor festivals. Those pose quite a bit of danger. Obviously, you communicate with those officials in charge, but what's the best course of action in that situation?
As you know, we do not have a storm shelter big enough for, you know, a capacity of everybody at the racetrack. So the approach that we've taken with the events at the racetrack, the fairgrounds, or the Tulip Festival is we're going to warn people early. We're going to warn them often and ask that they make an educated, informed decision about how to best protect themselves.
All right. If you're on the roads and you hear the storm sirens go off, Marion County or anywhere else really, what should you be paying attention to?
Seeking shelter, just as you would, you know, although you're in a vehicle, you're still technically outside. As you know, a vehicle offers little protection in a tornado. So get the accurate information and take that advice to heart and seek shelter.
And just as you communicate with us at KNI KRLS during every severe weather event, local radio probably is the best bet to turn to no matter where you are.
Absolutely. Whenever I have a message or we need a message delivered to the public, we're going to notify KNI KRLS.
Flash floods, that's another thing we should be talking about too. Never test them. I mean, that's the scary part, I imagine, for you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, last year turned out to be kind of dry and we didn't really experience a lot of flooding. Already this spring, we've had some high water issues on a couple of the creeks. So obviously we never encourage anybody to test or drive through any amount of water.
We're talking here Wednesday morning just after the statewide tornado drill. How did things proceed for that drill?
I think things went pretty well. It's good to get that done with. Here in Marion County, you know, we will begin our normal monthly testing process.
So that's the first Wednesday of every month after this?
Correct. The first Wednesday of every month until October at 10 a.m.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add today?
Thanks for all of your assistance in working with the public and myself and, you know, getting the information out to the public, and hopefully everybody's taken the advice to heart.